T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've played in Pittsburgh, so I'm excited about it. This whole AM/PM tour, we're finally back.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're coming back.
New York's going to be a fun place to play for country, you know, because there's like so many things going on, and you also got people from so many cities visiting in New York. It's like, oh, Chase Rice is here, let's come see him. So yeah, I guess you get the word out really good. Song's doing really well, back to back hits for you. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, we got a long, long ways to go on this one before we can call it that, but it does look good. I mean, it's I think we're in the 40s still, but it's doing the same thing that Eyes on You did, and I'm talking about Lonely If You Are. Eyes on You is huge. I mean, it was huge before we ever even brought it to radio, which is that's easier on everybody. You kind of know what you got. And then Lonely If You Are, we put out, not really knowing, we'll figure it out as we go kind of thing. And it's already streaming, you know, I think the 20 million streams and stuff, which is great numbers, and we still got a long ways to go on it. But the main thing for me is the live show. People are starting to grab on to Lonely If You Are, and to me, that's already becoming a hit. So it's back-to-back here. We got a great thing going. I just got to keep focusing on the music, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, you know, we hear a song, we play it on the radio, people like it. But when you do a song in concert, that really cements the relationship with you and the fans, and especially if it's a new song and they like it and they like you. Obviously, they're at the show. Do you see spikes in results like that when you travel, especially when you go on tour doing some new stuff or the new single like that, that people are really responding to that in a good way?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest part for me. When they're responding to new songs like that, that just tells you what you got. And touring's been my thing. We've toured my whole career, whether we've had success at radio, not success at radio, before we ever even had a label.
That's
like,
true.
I've toured.
That's true.
And now the coolest part is they're together. We're still touring, and we're also having success with radio. So it's that's made the whole tour even bigger. So
sure.
I'd like to keep this rolling.
So I'm a big NASCAR guy, and I'm a huge Jimmy Johnson's fan. So whenever you made it to country, I was like, this is awesome. So I got to know, what's more nerve-wracking, whenever they say your name and you walk out on stage with the music playing, or whenever you got the tire in the right hand and you got Jimmy Johnson coming up for a pit stop?
I'll hang up and listen.
Jimmy all day, man. Jimmy all day, because we had Jack Canales over us.
Yeah.
The crew chief, and he, if you screw up, oh man, you don't want that look that he's going to give you. So yeah, you got a lot of people relying on you going over that wall, and there's still people relying on me, you know, sure. Every night I take the stage, the fans, obviously they want a good show, the band and crew, everybody's, but we've done that enough. That's pretty easy now. That running over that wall is pretty tough.
Did something like that help you, like, or did you learn something from when you were with Hendrick to like your work ethic and everything to how you write music and play in concerts?
I mean, I've learned a lot from a lot of experiences I've had. I mean, football is really where I learned how to, you know, at a young age, you got to work.
Yeah,
it's nothing's going to come to you. You got to work, and outwork everybody else. And that's what my mindset always has been. And I carried that into NASCAR as well, and now into music. I mean, if I'm not writing songs, if I'm not putting albums out, if I'm not putting music out, somebody else is, you know. So it's the same mindset, just different day, different deal.
I don't want to get personal, and so if I am, just tell me to shut up and I'll go away. But are you going to be on, Kristen says you're going to be on The Bachelor, and is your ex also on there? And if you don't want to answer that, tell me just go away and I'll change the subject.
Man, to be honest with you, I have no idea how they're going to make that look. I was showing up just trying to play a couple songs.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
Oh.
So I don't know if they did that to me and her on purpose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll let them kind of play that one out. I'm just like, man. That's what I kind of told her when we were talking. I was like, man, I probably should just stay out of this one.
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to play a couple songs and that happened. My reality TV days.
I don't blame you.
I can assure you we'll be over forever.
Well, that's good to hear because we like seeing you live on stage, and that's where you do the best. And the best thing about it, when you're on stage, you don't have to worry about running into a wall like you would if you're driving for Hendrick. So,
absolutely. Yeah, the stage is where I feel comfortable, and that's what I thought that was going to be. It turned out to be some other thing. I don't know.
Well,
but man, I love music. I love making music, and I'm fully planning on putting some new music out for the rest of this year and all the way into next year. It's gonna be a fun 2019 and 2020.
You're damn good at it, buddy.
And radio's gonna keep
Thank you
exactly on where you belong. So, Chase, listen. Thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, that's music in my ears right there. Say that again if you want.
Chase Rice, you're going to stay on the radio forever on, that's for sure. Listen,
Thank you, man.
Thanks for taking the time to be with us, and thanks for going through all the phone waltzes that we had set up for you. Good to hear from you. Good to see you, and can't wait for the show on Thursday night at Stage AE. You're going to have it. Great time.
Like you said, it's been a minute since I've been to Pittsburgh, so I'm especially excited for this one. We'll give it the best show we can give them.
I'm sure you will. Chase, thanks for your time. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.